means don't steal. Don't, it's, yeah. It's short version.
Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Vav in Bava Tzia. Nun Vav, 56. We're up to Mosiv. Mosiv, about 10 lines down on the page, the last word in line. Mosiv Ravina. We have been discussing the issue that in our Mishnah, when we mentioned the things that have Chomesh, one of the things is Trumas Maser of Demai. When you give the Trumas Maser of Demai, you got to add on a fifth there also. In other words, if you ate Truma by mistake, if you eat Truma, we know you have to add on 25% or a fifth, the Chomesh. So if you ate Truma of Maser of Demai also, now Demai is only Drabonim. So the Gemara had started off by saying, Reb Elazar had a kasha, it's only Drabonim. The Rabbanan made such a chizuk l'veim like the Torah. So he said, it goes like the sheet of Rameir. That tells, yeah, we did make a sheet that you see, even Rameir says, if you didn't say b'fanei nechlem, by getting the kids a mamza, they go so far. So the Gemara tried to prove other cases from Mechalin, the Kesef of Demai, the Mechalin Kesef, that he's more makel over there. He says, you could change one for another, could change Kesef into Nechoshis, Nechoshis into Kesef, even into Peros, it's all mutter. Right? He says, you're allowed to do that. As long as you bring money into your Shalayim, at the end of the day, you're bringing money in. The Chum say, no, you can even bring the Peros in, but the point is that you see your mayor's makel there. So the Gemara said, well, he's makel when it comes to pinyon, but he's very mach when it comes to eating. When it comes to eating, like eating truma, even though it's only darbanan, he's machmer. Masravin, another kasha. Halakech mananachm, you buy from a baker. Now, a baker, we're not talking about a baker who bakes everything himself, a bakery, like a makolet, who sells baked goods. So if you buy from a makolet who sells baked goods, ma'aser manachm, you got to take ma'aser, because you don't know who he got it from. Bought it from an amaretz. Rashi says, anachm is usually an amaretz. Who's an Amaret? So you bought from him, he buys from someplace. So you could take Meiser even from a warm loaf on a cold loaf, even a warm loaf is better than a cold one, or Metzodos on a loaf, and you could take from a cold one on a warm one. Even though he has many different molds, the assumption that Hoffman is that if he buys from different, that if he has different molds, he's bought them from different suppliers, and he bought from Berman and from Angel and from a whole bunch of others. Of course, Bermans and Angels have Ashkochos, but we talk about what he bought from different guys, from different original bakers who bake themselves, different people. Now, it could be, he's an Amaretz, he buys from Amaratzim, there's a good chance that he didn't take Meiser. So Bishlam Metzana Sana Chamze, if you tell me he buy, he could be, he can Meiser from cold on hot, even though hot, warm is better. Rav Eloy's famous drush, Rav Eloy, Minayin L'Torman Aron, Ne'afa, Shemos, let's say you have a whole crop of whatever it is, good corn, you have wheat, and you have good stuff and bad stuff. You could even give Truma from the bad stuff on the good stuff, even though you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do that. But if you did it, it's okay. Why? Because it says the pasuk says, "Rav Eloy, Minayin L'Torman Aron." How do you know if you take from bad stuff? It doesn't mean bad that it's not food. It just means it's not good quality like the good stuff. You shouldn't carry a sin when you take the truma. Truma means when you separate off. You know, matrim, you take something away. So when you take the truma, you shouldn't have a sin. It may kodesh if it didn't accomplish anything. If you took from bad and good, it's not truma. There's no sin. You didn't do truma yet. Right. So I understand why you could take from cold on hot. But if you say you're taking from many different molds, I don't get it. Maybe it's possible. Let's be concerned. Let's say you take mechiv l'tur. Maybe the loaf that you're taking, takahest, you have to take trumas from there, right? And you're giving this loaf on those other loaves, right? But the other loaves were already gemeiser. If that's the case, that's not truma. If you take truma, I say this is truma. I'm taking this. Truma is when you take everything is chayiv and you take a little bit and give it to the kohen. Okay, that becomes truma. If the stuff that I take is supposedly for truma, the other stuff is already potter, then this isn't truma. And if that's the case, this is tevel. And what I give to the kohen is tevel. It's not even truma. And if you take from tur al achiv, then you're certainly not yotzei. The stuff that's chayiv is still tevel also. Amar Abaya, Reb Lezer. So what's going on over here? If you're saying that Reb Meir is choshesh and he treats Demai like truma, like regular tevel, and what you take is chayiv even chomesh, and he's so machmer when it comes to eating this, why aren't you concerned over here that when you buy from a baker who presumably, we're assuming now, a baker buys from other Amoratsim, maybe some are Potter, some are Chayev. How could you be Yotze? Amar Abaya, so Abaya reviews the whole Gemara now. Abaya says, so if you look back...
We're not concerned about kashrus here.
You're about, yeah, kashrus, correct. You're worried about eating it. You're worried about eating tevel.
Eating tevel, but we're not worried about you're buying from a guy who you assume you're not sure...
He took too much maizers.
Right. But kosher it is.
Oh, kosher it is in what sense? That it's not treifas?
Yeah, of course.
No, that's what we're talking about. Wheat. We're not talking about fruits, vegetables, wheat. You know, well, the rice is wheat. There's wheat, barley. You know, oats, rye, spelt. That's what we're talking about. So that's the certain kosher. We're not talking about bread. We're not talking about. You're asking today when you buy in Italy a bread, you're worried that he put some treif milk in there and lard. I understand, but that we're not
worried.
We're not worried about it. Right. We're only worried about trumas and maizes over here. Amar Abaya, they're all Jews. You know, they didn't eat treif. Amar Abaya, and also the
simple food,
and also these are simple foods, right? Simple it's like food. When you, it's like, you know, it's much more cooler than going into a Howard Johnson's and having a fruit salad. It's much better than that. You know, even people who say, I'll have a salad or a fruit salad, you know, that there's shilas with that too, but there is certainly nothing to be concerned about. Amar Abaya, so Reb Lezer Shapur Kakashir, who's Reb Lezer? Going back to the Gemara, if there ever been a Gemara yesterday, if you look at yesterday's daf, after the Mishnah said all these things are chayiv and chomesh, even Trumas Meiser Shol Demai, if you ate Truma of Meiser of Demai, which is only a drabbanan, that you have to bechlal take Trumas and Meisers, or Meiser at least, and then Truma from the Meiser. But it's only drabbanan, still he's Mechra. So Reb Lezer said, so Rabbi started up by saying, Reb Lezer Kakashir, Trumas Meiser is only drabbanan, were they Mechazik? So Abai says, Reb Lezer had a good kasha. Why did he say you have to take the chomish over here? Is it like a deraisa? Shmuel lo shaper kashmishan levit. Shmuel didn't give him a good answer. You know why? What did Shmuel say? Oh, it goes like her mayor so machmer that if you didn't say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta when you gave a get and she gets married, it's an isra deraisa. The kid's a mamzer and they get killed and all that stuff. It's mamish. You know she's not allowed to get married. And if she gets married, you warn her. You chayv mis even. So Shmuel didn't give a good answer. Why? The kasha of blazer misa to be shemayim. His kasha was. Misa b'dei shamayim, which is what? By Trumas Meiser. And it's only a drabbanan. Maybe it's Trumas Meiser, right? Maybe it's a drabbanan. He's asking, but Trumas doth ye eat Truma, you chayv only misa shamayim. U'mashan alei Shmuel, misa b'dei besim. And Shmuel answered with the case of Eishes Ish, which is an Isser that besim could punish for. Do mashani misa besim, the chamira, maybe misa's besim is more chamer. You want to tell me, goes like Rameir holds, by Mises Bezin's chomer, that's Mises Bezin over there, that's more chomer, but Mises Bezin Shemayim is less chomer. That's what he wants to say now. That's why he says it's not such a good kasha. The Gemara later on will give another opinion. He says, yeah, but they're both Mises. It's still pretty chomerdik, okay? But he's reviewing the Gemara. Rav Sheshis lo shaka kamasav. Rav Sheshis, who has the kasha, remember from transferring the Kedusha of Mises Sheni from Kesef to Nechoshis to Kesef and all that, and says, oh, you see, Rav Meir is Makel over there. That's not such a kasha. They're talking about Misa. We're talking about eating Truma, which is a Misa. If it's really Truma, it's Misa Veshemayim or HSH of Nechapanech Panei Nechlim. Those are case of Misa. And Rav Sheshis is asking of a lav, the Chsib Lo Sucha L'Chashrecha. What's the Yisr in eating the food before you come to Yerushalayim or not transferring the Kedusha properly that you ate the Misa Shein, the outside of Yerushalayim? That's a lav. It's not a Misa. So what's he asking Akasha from over there? By there, he's more makel by a lav, not by Misa. Ulamai, the most of Rav Sheshis, but the way Rav Sheshis asked Akasha, Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashani. Rav Yosef was already on this stuff that we had yesterday, four lines from the top of this page. Rav Yosef, even though Rav Meir is makel, by Pinyon is machmer b'achila. Okay, the way he asked the kasha wasn't such a good kasha anyway, because it's only a lav. Okay, you asked the kasha already, I'll give you a good answer. That's Pinyon, we were talking about eating. Ulamai, the most of Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashani. Ella Ravina. But I'll tell you, this that we started today, when we started talking, we said, Mas of Ravina, he asked us Kasha from the case of the baker, Ella Ravina, Adam Moslem and Nachtam, what are you asking a Kasha from Nachtam, which is a baker, like a small-time baker who buys buys maybe from one guy, but he buys a small amount. What are you asking Kasha from Nachtam, saying, listen, how could you, if you buy from him, you have to take from a semaistress. Maybe you aren't cautious that you're taking from Ptur and Chiyam to Chiyav al Ptur. Why do you ask Gashram Nachman? L'sai lemi palter. Remember pas palter? We talk about that today also. You're allowed to eat pas palter. Pas palter means, in the vernacular today, it means If you buy regular bread from a regular store in America or whatever, let's say you're not worried about chodesh. If you hold chodesh, it's not in chutz laretz. And if you hold that, and there's, are you allowed to buy regular bread when there's no concern? The FDA does not allow them to put lard or pig milk in bread, let's say. You know, are you allowed to buy pas palter? But the definition of palter is wholesale bread that's made in big factories, you know, etc. He says, bring a proof from what Meir says about palter. You're asking Kasha from Meir says about Nachtom. I'll show you what Meir says about palter. I'll keep my palter. If you buy bread from a palter, again, a big wholesaler who buys and sells bread all over. Maaser min kol tfusu tfusdiv. Meir says, you gotta give maaser from each different kind of bread individually. In other words, they all have their little, they make it this way, they make it that way, they make it curled, they make it long, short, fat, whatever. However, whatever the defus is, whatever the form is of the bread, every baker bakes it a little bit differently. So when you're buying from a big wholesaler and you buy different kinds of breads, on each kind of bread you got to take meiser individually. Why? Because if that form was from an original baker, the guy who baked it, took Trumas and Maisris, so if you take Maisr from there, there's no problem of Tur al Chiv Chiv. It's either all Chayiv, it's all Potter. But you got to take on each individual one. So if you buy, just to give an example, you go into a Makolet, and he's got bread from Berman and bread from Angels. I don't know if there's other ones today also, and Nechama, they got all kinds of competitors, right? So if you're concerned that they didn't, you know, today you know there's Ashkoch and all that, they take Trumas and Maisris, the Rabbanut checks all that. But let's assume that you were concerned that they didn't take Trumas, so you got to take from Nechama on Nechama, from Angel on Angel, and from Berman on Berman. You got to take each individually because you can't take from one on the other because maybe one was Maisred and one was not, and you can't take from Trumas Chiva. So here's a proof. You're asking a Kasha from Nachtom, I'll tell you, look at proof from Palta. The Rameir says you got to take in each of them. As Rameir is concerned about Trumas and Maisris, even by Demai, which is a suffix, we don't even know. So why do you see Rameir's machmer there? Palter mitrei tasagavri. A palter buys from two or three guys. In other words, he's a wholesaler. He buys breads from all over and he sells all over, right? That's what they do. They buy and they sell. So you got to be concerned. Nachtom nami, in the same way that we give an answer. Why is palter machmer? Because he buys from several places. The Nachtom, the small time baker, nami mechad gavri, so he usually buys from one. Usually buy someone. That was how the Nachum was. It's not necessarily like today when even small makolets carry all kinds of different things. But in those days, a baker usually bought from the Nachtom bought from one original baker. He bought from one, you know, supplier. And therefore, there was no concern about taking from Gemaisers. Why? He's taking from Gemaisers because it's one supplier. Either it was Gemaisers or it wasn't Gemaisers. There's no concern about taking from Rechiv and Rechiv Tor. Rava just makes a connection. Says, Shmuel Shavgar, he didn't like what he said, what Abai said before, that Shmuel didn't give a good answer to the original question, hey, why Trumas Maaser is only Demai, but V'chiyosuch Chom Chizuk Dvarim Kishol Torah? So Shmuel's answer was, no, it goes like a mayor, you see, he's Machem even by B'fanei Nechem, B'fanei Nechtem. Yeah, so you gave an answer here. He says, well, Fanech Fanechnim is a question of Misa Doraisa, right? If Eishas Ish is an Issa Misa's Bezdin, that's more Chomer than Misa Bidei Shemayim. So Rava says, yeah, but it's all Misa. Rava says that Shmuel Shaper Kamashani. Abaye and Rava always disagreed, right? Abaye said that Shmuel didn't give a good answer. Rava says Shmuel gave a good answer. Shaper Kamashani. Shem Misa Baolim. It's Shem Misa. In other words, we're talking about death. Death is a punishment, whether it's Bidei Shemayim, whether it's Bidei Adam, it's still comparable. So if you see where Meir's Machmer that when it comes to even an Issur Drabanan, but when it comes to a basic idea of something which Bezdin is Chayiv to give Misa, like Eishes Ish, even though this is a Drabanan in that within the realm of the Issur Eishes Ish, he was machmer, so he's machmer by truma also, which is drabbanan, because there is an isser of Mises Bezdin if he ate a truma d'oraisa b'shoge. Or not b'shoge, if he had b'mezid, it would be Mises Bezdin. Mises b'shemayim. Okay, so anyway, that concludes this topic. We discussed the five different kinds of chomesh applied to different areas in the Torah. And we, according to the opinion that we see here, the Rameir, that even by a drabbanan in those things, were machmer to add a chomesh on also. So we've discussed Ona, and we said that there are exceptions to Ona, and the classic example is where both people agreed. We know that this diamond's only worth, you know, let's say $1,000, but since it was the great-grandmother's, it was an heirloom in the family, I won't take less than $10,000 for it. Do you understand what you're doing? He says, yes, I like it anyway, I want to spend $10,000. No Ona in a case like that. But other cases when their people are cheated based on the suggested, the regular rate, the regular price, and that's hard to establish, the rule is that up to a six, you mochel, a six, you got to return the money, and if it's over a six, either party can renege on the deal. There are certain things, though, where onah does not apply at all. There's no such thing. You know, we understand it in real estate, right? That's the first thing you say. Real estate, what do you mean? What do you mean you took $1 million from me for the property? The next door neighbor sold for $500,000. Every house is different, right? Real estate's a blind item, right? That's how we think. So that logic applies, but that's, onah does not apply in real estate, but not because of the logic. Even if it was the logic, also probably the logic would also extend because how can you establish a price if the houses are all different, right? Every house is different, not all the same. They're not all cookie cutters. So unless you're building, you know, a guy builds 100 homes, they're all the same. Sometimes it is. They're all the same. So then maybe and logically would apply there, but it doesn't apply for a different reason because a bunch of things are excluded from onah based on psukim, which we're going to see now. The following things have no rule of onah. Now tomorrow we'll see when you say onah, does that mean up to a six, but more than a six? That could be, because that could be that's a mekachtos, right? In other words, it's not considered fraudulent because the Torah excludes it based on the pasuk. Yes, the pasuk is pasuk, but you know, I thought I was getting, you know, for example, let's say I sold you a house and I thought the house was in Savion or in the Talbiya. Turns out it was in Arad. That's a mekachtos. Chuvah, you know, that's a mekachtos. You can't say, well, ain't no, there's no no there. Mekachtos there is. We'll see about that.
We're talking about the price.
So mekachtos avai. So the question is, if the price is more than a six, is that mekachtos? That we'll see tomorrow mitzvah. But first, we have the basic din of onah. Fraud does not apply to karka. Elvom she'en lam onah. There's onah avodim, slaves. We'll see why, because they are always compared to karka. V'hashtaros, if you buy an IOU. You're not buying the piece of paper. You're buying what's in it. So it only applies to what's intrinsic. You're buying an intrinsic item. When you're buying a paper, commercial paper, you're not buying the piece of paper. You're buying what it stands for. There's no no there, too. So you can't say you spent more or less. We'll see. Right? These are all based on psukim. All this is based, pardon?
Like a bond? A bond?
An IOU? Anything. An IOU, a bond, anything you buy. Commercial paper. I buy any paper that you buy, a stock. Okay, you buy a stock. Here's a stock, a bearer stock. You own it, right? Yeah. So let's say I charge you more than it's worth, let's say, $10, and I charge you $20 for it or whatever, okay? Bad example. I charge you, you know, a sixth more, right? Whatever, $12, whatever it is. So I charge you more than, there's no onah there. Why? Because you're not, there's only onah in intrinsic value. Here you're not buying, you don't mean the paper, it just means what the paper stands for, as we say. So it's just for us, the hektish. Hektish also doesn't apply. Now all this is based on psukim, not based on logic. So don't start saying, yeah, why shouldn't it apply here? It's all based on psukim. All the psukim we'll see tomorrow. Elam teshlum kefil. There's also no kefil there. Why is there no kefil? Also based on a pasuk, because kefil only applies in certain all this. V'lo teshlum yavachamisha. That's general. What we know when there's no kefil, there's no four and five. Right, right. There can never be any four and five. Right? First of all, four and five is only on. Can't be on avodim and shtaros and karka. It can only be if hegdish is selling an animal, because it's only if you stole something, you burgled something, and then you shechted it or sold it. And that's only if there's kefil, then there's four and five. If there's no kefil, there's no four and five, because then it's three and four. Okay. Shomer chinam and anish, but all this based on sukkim. A shomer chinam does not swear on these things. Venosa Sachar, and a person, a hired watchman, and a Mishalim, does not pay for a Ganev and a Veda. If it was stolen or lost, okay, so he doesn't have to swear. Shemachim doesn't swear. And this, again, all based on Sikhmanas and Shemachim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Kachim depends. Sometimes Kachim, you're responsible. Kachim Shu, Chai Bachriyasin, for example, when you said, Hare Alai Ola, so then, and it gets lost, you have to make it up. It's an individual, you have to make it up. So then you have a hand in this too. So therefore it's not all like Hegdish, therefore it's partially yours. There is onah then, because you're, you know, if it's sold for the wrong amount, you know, let's say it had a mum and was sold, and you have to make up a different one, so then you are concerned, because you're going to have to make up the difference. And something where you're not chayv, let's say we said harezu ola, where you're not responsible if something happened to it. Ein lemonah. That's from Shimon's connection. But you don't remember, afa mocha sefer Torah, behema, argolos, ein lemonah. If you sell sefer Torah, behema, or an animal, any animal, or a precious stone, there's no amrlo, lo amr ala. It's not true. It applies in. So we'll see if Rabbi Yehuda is based on logic, and they said, no, it only applies to the things we mentioned based on those specific. Not immediately. Where do we get this idea that, let's say we start with karka, where it starts, how do you know that there's no onan karka? Forget about the logic. Let's say, like you said, like Irving said, let's say you build a, they build these subdivisions or whatever, they have 100 homes, they're all exactly the same, cookie cutters. Every house is exactly the same. Every, so you know what the price goes for somewhere. Maybe it should be onan there too. But the Tanur Rabbanan says, v'chisim kru, where do we get the pasuk? The pasuk says, v'chisim kru, if you sell a item to your friend, or you buy something from him, right? Al tonu ishasim, he said, don't commit fraud against one another. Davar nikmi, the other says, it's got to be something which is transferable, metalplin, something which could be handed from hand to hand. Yatsu karkoshin, metalplin. Karka is not included, very simple. Why about slaves? Yatsu avarim. We always say that avarim kananim shukshal karkos, because the pasuk says, v'snachatam asam levenechem acharechem. There's always this hekesh between avarim and karka. So there's no ono on karka, there's no ono on slaves. Yatsu shtaros, excluding shtaros, why? Dechsev v'chisem kumemkar, an item of, that has intrinsic value, shagufo macher. You're selling the item. The gufo kani, the item is being sold, the item is being acquired. Yatsu shtaros, shen gufo macher, vein gufo kani. You're not buying the piece of paper, you're buying what it stands for, the IOU, the bond, whatever it is that this piece of paper stands for, and therefore there's no onah on the sale of that paper. Veinom de melorai, they're only staying there for proof, it's a proof of ownership. Shaban, elorai shaban. Mikan amru, from here you see, that Amocher Shtaros of Labasam, let's say you send, this is not an error of Basam. The Basam here means a Basam, a perfumer, like Bosam, right? I'm not even sure if that's how you pronounce it. If you've got dots in some of your Gemaras, you'll tell me if it's Basam. I assume it's Basam. Yeah, it should be Basam. So Mikan Amr Hamocher Shtaros Labasam, Yesh Lahem Ono. If you sell it to a perfumer, there is no. You know why? What does a perfume use it for? You ever see the way the diamond dealers, how do they keep those diamonds? They have a little piece of paper and they know how to fold it exactly, right? So they're using the paper there, not just as a cover, but they need that paper. Well, the perfumer always had his, and he used the paper as a holder. He needed that piece of paper. It wasn't just a proof of something else. He needed the paper. Without the paper, he couldn't do business. So in a case like that, there could be yesh lamano pegmar pshita. Obviously, if he's buying it for paper, if you go in and you buy a stack of 8.5 by 11 paper, whatever you need, the legal paper, whatever you're buying paper, then you're buying it for the item. So of course there should be ono. But lapukim rafkana schus from rafkana we had yesterday. Damar ain ono laputos. He says there's no ono for putos. Again, Rashi learns that putos is the only nechoshes, the only ones nechoshes. Everything else above that, iser and punyan, they're all silver. So he says ain ono laputos. So we exclude from rafkana because he holds that there isn't. Even though the paper is only worth putos, you're not going to pay much for paper. But since you're buying it for its intrinsic value, we hold that there could be ono there. Kamash mulan yesh ono laputos. Hekdesh, what about hekdesh? We've explained karka, avodim, and stars. What about hekdesh? Amar kro, achiv velo hekdesh. Where it says, v'chisim kru memkul amisecho kam misecho al tonu ish es achiv. Your brother hekdesh is excluded. So therefore, there's no another hekdesh also. Maskev lo rabba bar mamo, kol echad echsiv. You don't understand. Just because it says yodo over here, hand-to-hand combat, you sell something hand-to-hand. Whenever it says yad, it means literally something that's movable, something can be transferred from hand-to-hand. Elamayatich said, it says, Pasik says, my mitvayikach is kolartso, he took all his land from him. Well, obviously, land wasn't in his hand, right? Hachanami de cholara biyodeav, you think all the land was in his hand? Nakalei. Elamishus, it means from his possession. That's what it means. Hachanami mishuso, so maybe it also just means, you know, you take from his possession, so maybe it could apply to karka also. So now the Gemara says reverse. Whenever it says yad, you think it's not yad, it is. But Tanya, if you steal, a guy burgles something, when you chayv geneva, if they found it in his hand, you know, if Adam that he's got in his hand, right? Yada means literally in his hand. How do I know to exclude it if it's in his house also? Gago, his roof, chatseru, his chatser, kafifa, his enclosure. And as he find it locked up in his house, how do you know he's chayiv kefil there too? Tamid lomer mimatzi tematzi. I got an extra pasuk, mikol makom. Tamid chsev kasser rachman mimatzi tematzi, because it says mimatzi include his house also. Halav ochi, havim minakol echad chsev yada yada mamishu. So yada does the mimamish. Vesu, I'll have another proof also. Tani vedas mimara, you give get in her hand. Amy, Aliyah, you got to put it in her hand. Gago, chsev kefil, how do you know you put it in her house or enclosure, whatever, manayin? Tamid lomer, nasan, mikol makom. So it says benasan. Tamid chsev rachman benasan. Halav ochi, we wouldn't say enough. Havim minakol echad chsev yada yada mamish means literally hand. So yada does mean literally hand. So there's nothing wrong with that. El kol yada yada mamish v'shani hasam. In the case of the land, obviously couldn't mean land. And when it doesn't say v'shani hasam, the like lemei marachi el b'shuso. In other words, there it's different. Normally yad means hand to hand. It's got to be in the hand. Except I got another pasuk. You see, By get, you needed a special pasuk. In the case of ganav, you need a special pasuk to include other things. So hand means literally hand. In that case of the karka, obviously he took all his land from his hand. It meant, didn't mean literally hand over there, but normally it means little. Boy, rab serif. Schiris, yesh lo noin lo. What about if I rent something? Interesting. I buy something. Right. Let's say I rented. I rented it from you for a period of time. Right. Whatever, a house or what, not a house. Kid doesn't buy the car. But let's say I rented your car and you charge me an exorbitant amount. Is there an all there too? Maybe it's only selling. Oh, ain't lo no. Says memkem rachmana avalos schiris. Do you say it's only a sale, not schiris? Oh, dilma losha. Amalei abaya. The general rule is you have this in shas. Miksiv memkalol. Let's say a sale forever. Memker stomach sid. V'hainame biyom mechiri. That's generally it's concerned that a rent or a lease is considered a temporary sale. That's what it's considered. So this is also a sale. It doesn't say it's to sell forever. You sold it to me for a week or two. That's also a sale. And therefore, would apply.
Sale of land in the Torah is a rental, actually.
Huh? Yeah.
Every sale of land.
Yeah, but it's excluded because of karka. Because it's excluded because of yad. Because it's excluded because of yad. And chanami. Right, right.
Yeah,
and
now,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, because it's fit for Yovel, right. As it is in modern Israel. Everything is temporary. You get it for only a period of time. Yeah. Correct. Boy, Rava. Okay, here's an interesting. Chit and Vizar Makarka. Let's say I made a dozen. I'll sell you some seed and I'll plant it for you in the karka. I'll sell you some seed and I'll plant it for you. You need seed, right? Your wheat. I'll plant it for the karka. Mao. Yeshua knows I know. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as seed, which is metalton, or do you look at it, I put it in the ground? Oh, and then karka. Commander Shad Makarka. I mean, is it like put it, it's like in a pitcher? Vieshlan or others, no, it's immovable. Oh, Duma Batlin, or is it considered bottle to the land? It's considered part of the land. Selling seed. So I'm selling seed and I'm planting it. Hey, so what's the case? So listen, if the guy says, listen, I put in six measures of seed. And he says he only put in five. I say I put in six, right? I say I put in six, and there's witnesses that I only put in five. So as I'm trying and getting, I'm asking for too much. Is that the case? Bahamarava, listen to this. Called over shem of shemishka measure anything which is measured, weighed, or counted. I feel a there's no oh no. Oh no is in. I fooled you in the price, or you fooled me in the price, right? You know, because it's debatable. But if it's something like I said, here's six apples, and I gave you five. That's for sure mekachtos. It's mekachtos.
It's fraud.
It's fraud. It's real fraud. It's not, we translate oh no, it's fraud too. That's not oh no. That's simply, it's wrong. That's mekachtos. Rashi says it beautifully. We don't have time to see Rashi says the mekachtosu. Chosin mekachtosu. The behedi pierce pecheskes came vanekin. The kibush mekachtosu. I feel a batu lag of arga. Even if it's in the ground, chosin the heathen met karkas me don't know. Like I said, just like you can't, there's no oh no in karka. Me the mekachlotos. For example, like I told you, if I sell you something in Talbia and I give it to you in Shuafa, that's mekachtos. That's a, you can't say in all the karka. So here too, this is mekachtos. Hello, this is the case. This is like this. I planted enough in there. You know, I saw the size land. I'm a gardener or whatever I am, a planter, and I put in the right amount. I put in whatever the normal amount is. I didn't sell it to you by piece. I sold it to you. I said I'll plant your field the way it needs to be. Big loy mill said lost shot of it. I didn't. Yes, do you say no? I don't know. Do you say come on the show? Is it like the seeds are in the pitcher? Not only that, if you have this kasha on seeds in terms of is there or no, the same kasha replied nishbarn and nishbarn. We have a rule you don't swear on karka, right? Let's see modim mixus. Let's say he says you put in six, I put in and you only put in five, and he says, well, I put in five and a half. Your modim mixus. Do you swear? You don't swear in karka. Also excluded from sukkum. Nishbarn. So do you swear? Is it like in come on? Is the seeds like in a pitcher? Now we're speaking where the seeds did not take root yet. If they took root, then it's karka. But we're talking they didn't take root yet. So again, the shodim b'karka, the nishbon land. Oh, don't but lenar gav karka, nishbon land. Similar question with Omer. With Omer, when you bring the Omer, you can now eat the chadash, right? So if it took, what do you say there? Omer matir, no, ain't matir. Zechidam Gemara says ida ashish. If they've taken root already, tanina. We've learned the halacha. The idlodish is also tanina. The tanam imishrishu kalamagra. Omer paters whatever took root before. It doesn't pater. It didn't take root yet, right? You didn't plant it. You just started. Imishrishu kalamagra matir and vim lav. Until the next one. So what's the question about Omer? Did it take root? If it took root, yes. If it didn't take root, not. By the seeds made, by the case of Einish born al-Karka or the case of Anoy, so you could say, well, even if it took root, but is it still movable because I could take them out or not? But by Omer, it's very clear. If it took root, the Omer works. Not. The Chatzinu, what happened was, I took out the seeds. I reaped them. I harvested them out. right? Vizarinu, and then I replanted them. Kodem laOmer, and then Omer came. Omer passed by, and as they brought the Omer, the second of Nisan came. Veloishrish kodem laOmer, and they didn't take root again. So what do you say, Mao? So Rashi explains in terms of the fruits that grow later, whatever grows there, certainly Omer doesn't didn't because they didn't grow yet. Mao, the question is, Mao leminkum, if I take the seeds out of the ground now, is it commanded shed bekar? Is it like it's in a pitcher and if it's metaltlin and therefore it didn't? It certainly not, Omer didn't help. In other words, the Omer of the previous year, it passed Omer when they were seeds, right? But I took them out, and now I put them back in. So if I'm eating them as seeds, right, as seeds, so the Omer passed them when they were seeds of the previous year, right? Now I took them out as seeds, but the Omer passed them. Is the previous Omer patam? Or now they're bottled to the ground now. It's bottled to the ground. They're necessary. You have to wait for the next Omer. So that's the question over here. When they were originally, the question is very simple. If they took root when they were Omer, when Omer was there, right? When that was there, then Omer should patam them. The answer is yes. They took root. When you first planted them, then you brought them. But now you took them out of the ground, and then you replanted them. So how do you look at them? So do you look at them since I took them out of seeds and I eat them now? Well, the Omer passed by, and now it's like the Omer passed by, and I took them out of the ground, and I put them in my shelf or whatever, and I'm eating them in my kitchen, and therefore it's okay. Or do you say, no, now that I put them back in the ground, they're bottled to the ground. Now you have to wait for the next Omer to pass. That question stands, as does the question about Onoah and Nishbon Aleim. All right, we'll pick it up tomorrow from Amar Rava from here. Amar Rava Chasa. On Thursday... Today's Monday. On Thursday, we'll probably have to go a little bit early because it's a long, very long day. But tomorrow and Wednesday, we should be okay.